I want you to imagine yourself in 5 years' time. What goals have you achieved? What are you like as a person? What's your mindset like, your confidence? And now how are we going to achieve all of those goals spread over 5 years in the next 6 months? That's what we're going to talk about in this video. By the end of these 6 months, you are going to be the kind of person who is very well on their way to achieving every single goal you want. You would have mastered the habits, you would have been doing them consistently, you would have made out the plan of your dream life, and you will be so close to achieving it. A lot of people love to fantasize about, oh, in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to live in this house, and I have this amount of money. What are you doing right now to ensure you're going to have that? Because you still care about what other people think, and you're still insecure, and you still skip the gym every day, and you still let people take advantage of you, and you still don't even keep your promises to yourself. Today, that's all gonna change. As always, here is the video structure. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my podcast. You can listen to every single one of my YouTube videos, including this one, on the go, in audio format. And did you know I have a whole other second channel? It's my vlog channel. It's also linked below in the description so you can see how I live my life. A lot of you have been loving it and you've been saying how much you love that I implement the advice I give in my videos, and you can see how I live it out on a daily basis, and I love that. So many more vlogs are coming soon. And also a quick big thank you to Milanote, who are sponsoring this video, but we're going to talk about them a little bit later and how they are going to help you in this entire process. Let's get into it. Chapter number one, the planning stage. This is a very important, okay? A lot of people have these big goals about where they want to be, but they haven't planned out the details of what they need to incorporate on a daily basis to actually get there. And that's what we're going to do in the most efficient way possible, because listen, too much planning can sabotage you. Some people waste years of their life thinking, oh, I need to get this and this and this perfect. We're not about to do that here. So first up, the ultimate way to close the gap between your current self and your dream self is to act in the way that your future dream self would every day right now in your present moment. But you know what? You can't do that until you fully understand your future dream self inside and out. Every single thing about them. You need to get inside their brain. Who have they grown to be and why do they think like that? And let me replicate that right now. When you can visualize your future self and exactly how they think, you can begin the transformation process right this second. One way to do this is using the why method. For example, what cities throughout your life have attracted you the most? With me, for example, I've always had this urge to go to New York, and that has shown up in various places in my life. I only like to watch TV shows and movies set in New York. That is it. And once I found those movies, I rewatched them over and over and over again. Have I ever been to New York? No. But I have this gut feeling I'm meant to be there. So if that's always attracted me, I ask myself, why? Why do I like New York? Okay, because it's a big and bustling, busy city. Once you've answered that first why, then you question yourself again. Okay, so I like that it's a big, bustling city. Would I be okay living in a quiet city? And when I answer that, it's no, definitely not. I cannot imagine myself like that. That's my idea of hell. Okay, so then that shows me, maybe it's not New York, maybe it's just the big city vibe. Okay, what other cities attract me? Okay, London's a possibility, Manchester's a possibility, LA, New York. Now I'm kind of closing down where I definitely wanna go. So now I've narrowed it down to four cities, and now I can start questioning myself on which one to finally get down to the answer, rather than just thinking, let me just see where I end up. As I mentioned, you need to ask yourself questions in every single area of your dream life, and these categories include the following. Yourself. So this is talking about your aura, your mindset, your confidence. What kind of personality traits does yourself have? What do they look like? What do they dress like? The next is money. How financially abundant are you? Where do you invest your money? What kind of things do you splurge on? How do you save your money? What does your money get you? Is it the freedom of time? Is it luxury goods? Is it travel? How do you get this money? How do you make it work for you? And so on. The next is career and opportunities. What do you want your job to look like? How often do you work? Are you your own boss? Are you working for someone else? What industry? What is your work-life balance like? What does your office look like? Which city are you working in? As soon as you think of the word work, I want you to think of everything that's associated with it, and all of the questions will come to you naturally. Same goes for the opportunities. Do you want to be around celebrities? Do you want to be in front of a camera? Do you want to do something creative? Do you want the opportunity to be flown around the world? Do you want to win awards for what you do? Do you want to be able to retire early because of what you do? Next is friends and family. What is your dream self's relationship with their family? How often do they see them? Do they put a lot of effort into seeing their siblings? Have they made it to the point where they can treat their parents to dinner all the time. Same goes with friends. How often do they see them? What are their friends like? What's that relationship like? Can you sleep over at each other's houses all the time? Is it more of a distant relationship? Is it more of a business thing? Next is your romantic relationship. How are you treated in your relationship? How do you feel love? What love language are you receiving? What do you and your partner do? How do you spend your time together? When do you move in? Do you get married? Do you have kids? What do your dates look like? What do you do for them? What is your dynamic? Next is your house slash living. So the city that you live in, the apartment, the house, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What do you gain from it? Is it a sense of escape for you? How many rooms do you have in it? I have been saying since I was 8 years old, I'm gonna have a walk-in wardrobe in my house. That has been a non-negotiable. I will not stop working until I have a massive room that is just a wardrobe for me. That has been so important to me. For other people, it might not be. If you're a guy watching this video, by the way, hello, great to see you here. I know there's not many of you. Maybe it's a man cave, okay? Maybe it's, I want an at-home office and I also want a pool in my house. Dream as big as you want. Next category is hobbies and happiness. I've put these two together because happiness doesn't come from money. It doesn't come from your job. It doesn't come from the people in your life, your friends, family, partner. It comes from how you add fulfillment into your life on an everyday basis, okay? This comes from your hobbies, your routine, the kind of life that you are creating for yourself every single day. And then the last category for your dream life that you need to start thinking about and answering questions about to formulate your plan is leisure. How does this person spend their weekends? Is it all cozy or at home watching Netflix? Is it traveling the world? Is it partying with your friends? What do my mornings look like? What do my weekends look like? What do I eat? You know, what's my diet? What kind of exercise do I do? You can get so specific. When you have all of these answers, you're gonna start picking out words which show, okay, this is where I wanna live, my house, my relationship, all of your goals, okay? Then you can write down a neater list of, a checklist of all your goals. I do this, not only as my 5-year plan, but every single year I have a list. I've had one for 2023 in my notes app, and I've ticked off so many. But do you know how I tick all of it off? Every single week, I look at that goals list, and then I take those goals and I move it into a weekly schedule. Every single Sunday, I want you to plan out your week in advance. If that's your goal, okay, on Mondays, I'm going to plan out 5 YouTube videos to batch. On Tuesday, I'm gonna film some of them. Wednesday, I'm gonna edit, and so on. That means every single week, you are working towards that goal. If your goal is to read more in your weekly schedule, every single day, 8 a.m., read 5 pages. It's as simple as that. You are translating all of your goals into actionable steps that you incorporate into every single week. When you do this, you end up working towards your dream life without even thinking about it. Then it's just part of your weekly to-do list. It's part of your schedule. Oh, I finished school and then I have these 2 or 3 tasks and then I get to go to bed or do what I want and chill. Essentially, it's about realizing, if that's what my desired life is, why am I not doing those things right now? You know why? Because your future self only got to the place that you're dreaming of because your current self did the right habits every single day to get them there. Without you, they are nothing. They are literally depending on you to put in the work now so that that dream can become a reality. Otherwise, 10 years pass and you have all of this wasted potential and you're like, why did my life not turn out the way I wanted it to? Because you were so focused on, oh, when I'm older, when I'm in my late 20s, then I'll get everything together. No, it's about doing it right now. So next time you're about to do something that's a little bit scary for you, maybe you're about to enter a big room with big people at a networking event and you're hesitant and you don't want to go in, in every single one of those types of situations, you have to think, would my future self do this? If the answer is yes, you better drag yourself in there, even though you don't have the confidence yet, because you doing that ensures that your future self has the confidence. We now know that planning is an integral part of achieving your dream life, okay? And I have everything stored in one very convenient place in order to allow me to plan efficiently. And I use a platform called MilaNote. MilaNote is essentially an online platform that exists to help people do better thinking in the early stages of their creative process. And the reason it's so good for planning out your dream life is because it's a super flexible and unstructured workspace that allows all of your ideas to grow and evolve in whatever way makes sense to you. So when I started my MilaNote account, it all started with my motivational mood board. I look at this almost every single day when I start lacking that drive and determination, okay? I spent a couple of hours putting it together and really thinking about and answering those questions we already mentioned in the first chapter about, what does my dream life look like? I searched for pictures that aligned with the list of goals I wrote out and I put it into a nice neat board. any single time I am getting lazy, I'm looking at this board and it whips me right back into shape. So every Sunday I pre-plan my week ahead to ensure that I'm staying consistent in achieving all of my goals. So for example, I will schedule in time to break down all of my creator work, you know, what do I need to do on TikTok, YouTube and stuff to reach those following counts that I dream of. I schedule in time for my self-care because my motivational mood board shows that I am a girl who takes care of herself and does her face masks and her hair care. I literally write down when I'm supposed to journal. I write down when I need to meet with my financial advisor because I have all of these finance goals. But as I quickly mentioned earlier, planning is not just reserved for where you want to be in 5 years. You need to plan for right now. So my main goal was hit 100K on YouTube. So every single one of my YouTube videos I put out, I spend hours carefully planning so that my audience, you guys, gets a lot of value and I can grow my channel at the same time to achieve all of my goals. I use the project plan feature in MelaNote to help me with this. So I'll have thumbnail ideas in there, I'll brainstorm potential titles, I'll roughly script the structure of the video, so for example the chapters that I tell you guys about. It makes the process of putting out high quality content so much easier when every tool you'll need is all in one place. I can paste in a mood board, YouTube links, drawings, notes, checklists. I highly recommend you guys start using their tools to be able to speed up your dream life and achieve all of those goals using efficient planning tools. Chapter number two, your mindset. This is everything. If your mind is not in the right place, none of those plans that you made in the first chapter are gonna follow suit. Having the right mindset ensures that you stay on track and you don't go back to slacking. Okay, you ready? Here are 10 mindset shifts. One, the reason that you want everything that you just planned out in the first chapter is because there is a version of you who already has it. Those goals and dreams and ambitions, they don't come at you just randomly. You are born with them. They are a sign of your unfulfilled potential and where you were always meant to go. Two, now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to imagine your future self. Fully visualize them. What are they wearing? What's their aura? What's their confidence? What do they own? What kind of love do they have in their life? Feel what it's like to have all of those things. Now, this is a really powerful manifestation technique, but it's gonna do wonders for your mindset and your confidence because once you can start vividly imagining yourself having those things, you're gonna start believing that you can have those things. And then self-doubt cannot hold you back anymore. Every single morning I use this technique. Not even every single morning, if I'm sat on a train, if I'm on a long journey and I have a minute to think, I think about my future life constantly. I imagine myself in these big, crazy rooms that if I told anyone, they would straight up say that I am delusional, but I don't care, okay? Because I've imagined it so much that it's so realistic to me. I have so much confidence in myself that I'm gonna get there by using this technique. Another way you can do this is by using this concept called future memories. This kind of links into the first step where you realize there's a version of you who gets everything that you've ever wanted. And I want you to imagine you've already lived that life. You've already gotten all of the things you want and you're thinking about it as if it's already happened. Mindset shift number three, failure is a part of your success and I wish more people knew this. If you stay being scared of failure and you try to avoid it by planning for years and making sure you get everything right, the gap between your current self and your future self grows wider. Whereas if you jump into things when you don't know everything and you fail, you fail, you fail, you fail, you'll get to the goal faster. You've learned all of those lessons, you've got the wisdom faster and the gap closes. And if you don't believe me, let me tell you my story real quick. I set up my first YouTube channel when I was 14 years old in school. Did it for a year, gave up because it failed. No one was watching my videos, no one knew who I was, my content was really bad. I started again when I was 20 because I knew this is really what I wanna do and I have to give it another shot. It took me 3 years to get from zero to 2,000 subscribers. 3 whole years. I knew people starting YouTube channels surpassing me. 5,000 subscribers in a week. Do you know how disheartening that is to see? But I never quit. 3 years from zero to 2,000, and then 3 months from 2,000 to 100K. You know why? Because I sat with the failure. I stuck it out because I had that belief that we spoke about in the second mindset shift point that it will happen for you. You have to embrace it. Do you know how many failed relationships I have? Imagine that I swore off love. Imagine I was like, I'm not dating. It's a waste of time. I'm going to be single forever. I would not be in the amazing relationship I'm in right now. And the same goes for every other area of your life. I don't care how many times life knocks you down. If you are not willing to get back up, you are pushing your future self away. You are then voluntarily choosing to stay frozen in time, and that's all on you. Mindset shift number four, you need to start taking into consideration energetic alignment with every action you choose to take in life. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're a single girl and you're looking for your soulmate, you're looking for the right guy, you want him to be respectable, you want him to treat you right, you want princess treatment. And what you do is you download dating apps and you slide into guys' DMs and you ask for attention and you ask to be asked on blind dates and you post pictures wearing really revealing clothing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, okay? I'm sure you look absolutely fantastic. However, if your goal is to attract a high-value, confident man who's gonna be committed and consistent with you, but you are posting pictures for the male gaze, you are not going to attract that kind of man. You are now in energetic alignment with the kind of men who only follow girls who post bikini pictures, who post pictures wearing revealing clothing. If you keep to yourself and you focus on your goals and you don't care about male attention, you are now rising in energetic alignment to the men who also don't care about gaining women's approval and attention. They're trying to become their best selves, they're trying to chase their dream life, and you guys, you both raise to the same level, and then the universe pushes you together. 5. When everyone is living a certain way, that does not make it okay for you to live that way. In fact, that should encourage you to go even harder. The majority of people are okay with living a normal, average life, and that is completely okay. A lot of people don't need very much to make them feel happy and accomplished. Cool. I've never been that kind of person. Ever since I was little, I wanted the best that life had to offer, and I was not about to settle for any less than that. And if you're on my channel and you watch my videos, chances are we have the exact same mindset. Hi, bestie. So if we have the same mindset, that means we have different goals to the average person. So why are you still living like an average person? Sure, you have friends that party away on the weekends, who live paycheck to paycheck, who work their 9 to 5, but if you don't want to be where they're going, why are you replicating their lifestyle? It makes no sense. I don't want to hear the whole, oh, but Lola eats takeout whenever she wants and Lola goes partying with all of her friends. Lola and everyone are doing this and that, why can't I? Because Lola and her friends don't need to wake up at 6 a.m. They don't need to read books, they don't need to self-educate, they don't need to invest, and they don't need to network, because their dreams don't match those requirements. Yours do. So from now on, when you have to wake up extra early, or you have to work multiple jobs while everyone else is having a great effing time, you're going to have the reassurance that you are getting to where you want to be, rather than complaining, okay? Because the rewards you are about to reap are far greater than everyone else's. 6, another tip. Get off your goddamn phone, because while you are sat there scrolling, consuming other people's lives, they're out there actually living theirs, chasing the bag, being their dream selves, and you're just watching them do it. I also love social media too, okay? It's literally my job. I love seeing what my friends are up to. I love being on it and feeling connected. But after 10 minutes of scrolling, I actually think, okay, what am I getting from this now? Unless you are someone who inspires me or you're in my inner circle, I don't need to see what's going on in your life. It's a waste of time. You gotta call yourself out and think, yo, what is Stacey's effing Instagram story actually giving me? What value is there? If you need a break, by all means take it, okay? Go for a walk, call a friend, connect with your family, but monitoring strangers' lives on the internet is just gonna hold you back. Mindset shift number 7, stop feeling sorry for yourself. You have an endless list of excuses as to why you can't make it. So how are you ever going to make it if that's all your mind is used to hearing? You keep obsessing over the past and the fact that you don't have enough in your current moment, but what you keep forgetting is you are the only one who has control over your future. So when you make all of those excuses, you are surrendering that power and control you have over your future for the sake of self-pity. Go from, why is life happening to me, to how is this serving me? I have a long list of adversities that I could tell everyone why my life is so hard, blah, blah, blah. I didn't, because I'm like, you know what, this sucks. And yes, I didn't have a normal upbringing and blah, 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 and I had this trauma and this hurt me. I turned it all into a lesson. I was like, what can I get out of this? I don't have a normal family. I don't have friends. This person did this to me. What did I learn from it? And then how can I package that into my power to get to the next level? And do you know what the biggest example of that is? Imagine if I was just sad about everything that happened to me, I wouldn't be here right now, giving you guys the wisdom that took me years to learn. This leads me on to shifting. You need to shift from the child position to the adult position. A child mindset is about expecting everything to come to you, expecting everything to be easy, having a tantrum when things don't work out. An adult mindset is that they will do everything they need to do to get you where you need to be, regardless of how hard the circumstances are. When you get up in the morning and you're tired and you don't want to go to the gym and you want to be all cozy and you decide to do that, that is exactly what a child would do. They have no discipline, they have no motivation, they don't know what their goals are. An adult, even though they're tired, even though they want to stay, they get the hell up because they know they have ish to do. And guess what? They're creating their dream selves in their current moment. They know that they have control over their mindset and their feelings, okay? And they can change the narrative of their day no matter how they're feeling at any given moment. Mindset shift number 9, stop thinking about what everyone else is doing. Because they're not you. For this, you need to realize your path is laid out in the exact way it needs to be laid out. So you might be feeling stuck and nothing is going right and you're getting rejected from everything and everyone. And everyone else around you is so successful and they're doing all of these things. You cannot look at them and be like, I want this and why don't I have this and why isn't that happening to me? The universe doesn't want that for you, okay? You need to focus on what you have right now, because if you just follow the steps that have been laid in front of you, if you actually take advantage of what you do have, you will get to where you're supposed to be. Everyone's timelines are different. Just because they're achieving that right now doesn't mean their life is better than yours. They might hit an obstacle when your life starts picking up. That's just how life is. And mindset shift number 10 to finish off this chapter. Watch yourself talk. Because you speak to yourself more than you do anybody else on this entire planet. Every single day, we subconsciously put limits on ourselves if we haven't worked on our mindset yet. Oh, I'm a big spender. I'm not smart enough. I always make mistakes. People don't like me. I'm not confident. Every problem you're thinking, you're defining to who you are as a person. For example, I am a big spender. I am not smart enough. As opposed to actually thinking, there's some knowledge out there that I am still yet to learn, and there are money-saving techniques that I could go out and find out about. But when you describe every problem as a me problem, that creates victim mentality. So not only should you do all of the mindset shifts I just shared, but you need to shift your language as well. Chapter 3, action, routine, and habits, okay? We've made the plan. We know where we want to go. We've sorted our mindset, okay? Now we believe in ourselves and we have confidence. The last thing to do is actually implement some good habits into every day. So all of these things added together means we are perfectly on track to achieve many of our goals within the next 6 months. The first one, obviously, is a morning routine. I know, everyone talks about it. I talk about it all the time, and for a reason. There is not a single successful person on this planet that wakes up and is just like, I'll see how I feel and you know what I want to do. No. Every single one of them, they wake up early, they go to the gym, or they read, or they do something meaningful. They'll meditate to clear their mind and aid in productivity for the rest of the day. They'll journal so that they can regulate their emotions. Step number 2, you need to incorporate all of your goals into your daily lifestyle so you're not even thinking about achieving them. I researched what I needed to eat in order to get good skin and get a good body and what was not agreeing with me, okay? And I learned all of this stuff about what foods are good and bad. And then I made a list according to that information I learned on what I need to buy every single week from the grocery store. I then transform that list into a meal plan, and it means I always have a nutritious meal without ever having to think about it because I incorporated it into my life and everything flows seamlessly. Another great way to do this is by using a habit app. I've been using this for years. You go on the app store, just type in habit. It's the app it's either pink or it's green. I think they changed it to green now. It's got a tick on it. And you go in and you basically make a checklist of your habits. And I did this. So I would put like, one would be castor oil on lashes, gym, healthy breakfast, an hour of productivity, go on a walk, healthy lunch, supplements, and I would do every single habit I needed that aligned with my goals, and you swipe on it every single day and it records your progress. Once again, this means every single day you're not thinking about, oh, what do I need to do to get closer to my dream life? You have it laid out for you. I would also say with things like that, it's very important to update it. So my habit app gets changed every 6 months. So when I was in uni, it would be like, okay, my morning routine, and then there would be a few things like go to the library and study, do my extra reading, update my CV, work on my LinkedIn, get certified on a course. Like, I'd have all of these things incorporated, and now it's different. The next step is get serious about your inspiration. I am so big on vision boards. You can make a vision board physically like I did, basically get a poster board, print out pictures, stick it on, or you can do it digitally, okay? There is literally no excuse. It could take you 1 hour to do it, find pictures on Pinterest, make it in Canva, set it as your iPhone wallpaper, and then you see it every single day. Another one is make sure you curate your social media feeds. I'm talking YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, whatever you use, and only follow people that you're actually close with, and then people who are gonna educate you and inspire you. I unfollowed every single meme page when I was 15 because I was like, why am I, what do I need? What value is this bringing me? I don't care. It just kept me scrolling for longer and longer and longer. I go on social media and I learn about things and then I'm off, and it makes it productive and a positive place to be. Your inspiration sources can also come from your Pinterest boards. Like I said, when I use MealerNote, I have my motivation board that I look at every single day. Another thing I do, I think I've spoken about this before, is when you go onto your TikTok and you have your favorites tab where you can make folders. I have a folder called motivation. Every single motivational video that comes on my For You page that resonates with me, I favorite it. I won't ever let it go, okay? If it touched me in some way. Every single morning when I wake up, if I scroll on my phone, I scroll through that app and all I'm seeing is motivational speeches, people achieving really big things, and it puts me into check and it gets me out of bed and it makes me get on with my day. Because the truth is, you're not always gonna be motivated, but if you can inject some inspiration into your day, you're gonna get on with your tasks. Next step, which is about building a timeline. So I want you to zoom out of your calendar real quick, okay? Every Sunday you've planned out your week. Now I want you to look at the month or the next 3 months. Let's say you are trying to set up a business, for example. This is what I did when I set up mine. I think it was November, December, I had the idea and I was like, okay, by December 15th, I need the business plan written out. By December 20th, I wanna start designing stock. By December 30th, I need to order everything. I need to order all of the stock because by January 2023, I have to start this and I have to make a commitment. When you are holding yourself accountable and setting yourself deadlines, you get ish done. The next step is about routine, and this is don't skimp on rest, okay? The goal here isn't to work 24/7. The goal is to do more with the time that we have allocated to that work and to work smarter, not harder. The next action is called having a throwout stage. You can schedule this once a year, every 6 months, every month if you want. Essentially, you are setting a time, however often you want to assess everything in your life and whether it serves you. I'm not just talking belongings, I'm talking people, I'm talking what you do in your day-to-day, your responsibilities, what is doing that is depleting me of energy, what is no longer allowing me to be energetically aligned with my dream life, what is cluttering my apartment. Every 3 or 4 months, I donate loads of my clothes. I'm like, I don't need this anymore. I am always so aware of the people I'm surrounding myself with and how I feel when I walk away from a catch up with a friend. Do I feel energized and inspired, or do I just feel drained? And same with your daily habits. You know, if you're a busy business owner, okay, my grocery shop every single week is taking up so much time. Let me get this out. Let me throw this out and let me outsource this and get my groceries delivered. You need to start getting into this habit where you regularly assess, maybe at the end of every month, what went right this month, what went wrong this month, and how can I change my situation? What is holding me back? What do I need to change? Maybe it's yourself, maybe you're self-sabotaging and you have habits you need to change. Don't live your life just aimlessly wandering from day to day and not having any critical thinking, because that is how you push your dream self away. And lastly, I hate that I even have to include this in this routine chapter. Just remember that goals are to be chased, not people. If you are serious about wanting to become your dream self, I don't wanna hear all of this stuff about my situationship did this, I'm in a talking stage, he won't put a label on it, he won't put effort in, these are my toxic friends, and my friend did this and this. Sometimes you need to take a step back and think, if someone is causing me stress, why am I still talking about it? Why am I still entertaining it? Why have I not done the throwout stage and removed them from my life? Because you are spending days on end wondering, should I send them a paragraph telling them how I feel? Should I keep this toxic friend in my life? They're a toxic friend. Absolutely no, you shouldn't. And if that doesn't help, go back to what I said at the beginning of the video, which is whenever you don't know what to do with a person in your life or a problem or some sort of drama, imagine yourself in 5 years. Would that future dream self put up with this BS? If the answer is no, you shouldn't be doing it either, okay? Because if you keep continuing this behavior now, you're not gonna get to that dream self. They're also still gonna have those habits. And lastly, chapter number 4, the homework chapter. If you're new here, we always have a homework chapter to just sum up all the information in the video, give you guys some actionable steps to take away from this video and get you started on your dream self journey right now. Let's go. It all starts with the planning, obviously. By no means do you need to go back and listen to what I said. You can go use it for inspo. Just think about those categories, you know, yourself, your family, your career, your money, so on. Once you've got all of your goals ready, you've incorporated it into your schedule, get your inspiration on track, okay? Set your wallpaper on your iPhone as an inspirational quote that gets you up every day. Save those motivational videos on TikTok to give yourself drive on the days that you just don't want to do it. The next step is I want you to spend a few minutes in silence. This could be like a meditative experience. Close your eyes and fully think about your current situation. Who is your current self? What does their life look like? What is not serving you? And now we're really going to focus on energetic alignment and using that throwout stage that I mentioned. The next homework task is feel free to go back to the mindset chapter whenever you need to, when you feel like you're just lacking motivation and you feel like you need to hold yourself accountable. Remember, you can listen to this video as a podcast. The next homework task is to invest in your knowledge. You can do this by picking up a self-development book. It could be on absolutely anything. There are self-development books on relationships, on how to make new friends, on finance, opening a business. Now that you've done the planning stage and you know where you want to be, you now have to hold yourself accountable in your free time and be like, let me watch a TED talk on this. And the last homework task is building your ultimate routine to close that gap between your current self and dream self. And you do this by doing that morning routine, personalizing it to your goals, downloading that habit app. I use this all the time to like make sure you're ticking everything off, and setting a timeline. Okay, you've done your weekly schedule according to your goals, but when do you need to have things done by? And that brings us to the end of this video. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I loved filming this. I can't wait to hear all of your thoughts in the comment section below. Give this a thumbs up if you enjoyed it, and make sure you check out my second channel, because I'd love to connect with you guys more and give you more insight into my life. If you're not already, follow me on Instagram to see all the productive things I'm doing every single day. And also my TikTok has a bunch of bite-sized information videos if you like what you see here. But thank you so much for watching. I can't wait to see everything you guys achieve. Every single time one of you tags me in a story, or sometimes I see you guys are making TikTok videos about me, or even your tweets sometimes of saying, you know, watching Tamcor's videos really changed my mindset, or I started doing this because you talked about it. Exactly why I do this. And I know so many of you are gonna start changing your lives for the better after watching this, because you guys are sick, okay? You guys are so motivated, and you actually hold yourselves accountable. I think we've built an amazing community here. So I can't wait to see everything you achieve. That's all for now. I'll see you in the next one. I appreciate you, and best of luck. Bye.